Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's B96, the rhythm of Chicago. It's Morgan Carla Morning. So we live in an era where we have to build our own furniture. And I want to know, 877-591-9696, how long did you procrastinate something? And then how long did it actually take to do? Because I feel like we all end up buying things and then we're like, ooh, definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think we normally, at least I do this. I think about what I have to do for longer than it actually would have taken me to.
Our new executive producer, Ahmad, has just moved here and is in the process of, like, you have to furnish a whole place.
Right. I feel like the 6 o'clockers are used to hearing my fails, so I won't be embarrassed about this. I had my bed frame just sitting in the corner for a good 5-6 days, like dang near a week. And I was like, this is going to take forever.
So you've been mattress on the floor guy this whole time.
Yes, I'm like the guys from the memes where it's like, oh, the mattress is on the floor, but dang, he...
All right.
But yeah.
Unnecessary.
No, you know what? If the world needs to know that Ahmad gets down, then so be it.
Wait, I shouldn't have said that. Anyways, I finally, you know, put the mattress together, and it only took an hour, right? I'm like, oh, that was easy. I put the bed on it. It's great. I sit on it. It all just caves in.
Just collapses.
It collapses. Like, I could still sleep on it, but it's one of those things where, like, my back is bent and I have to do it at a certain angle.
So is it, like, broken?
Pretty much. I have to return the bed now.
Oh, are you? So will you be able to return it now that it's broken? Was it, like, Amazon or
IKEA?
It
was Amazon. They're usually good about stuff like that. Yeah. But it did only take an hour. I just... Dang.
Maybe there's a reason it only took an hour.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't trust a bed frame that was that fast.
To do, but... Either way, it was real simple, and I didn't have to make so much in my mind about building it, you know?
I think it's so funny that, like, now the generations of us that are the least handy and least capable are the ones that are responsible for building our own furniture. You know, because back in the day, if this was the 80s and 90s and any time before, furniture just came assembled and then, like, they delivered it to your house.
Okay, right. But, like, can we bring that back?
Yeah. Well, like, I think you gotta buy high-quality furniture.
Right.
You know what? That's true, because I remember, I think it was my parents bought me some, like, Ashley Furniture type of furniture, and it was, like, quite expensive. Yeah. I had it for a really long time.
Yeah, and it's not wobbly, and no, it's not, nice.
It was sturdy, and it came pre-assembled.
Yeah.
And they came in this big truck, you know, and they had to struggle to get it in through the door.
Yeah, and they're carrying it up the stairs.
Yeah.
Now, here we are in 2025.
IKEA and wayfaring our way through life.
Carrying these boxes.
Right.
And everything goes together with an Allen wrench. And then what happens? Ahmad sits on his bed after leaving it in its box for a week.
You find out you can't trust Alan.
Yeah,
you can't. And I hated that little thing. With, like, I was like, can I get a screwdriver?
Like,
or
how
something?
Many more times do I need to spin,
like,
this?
Yeah.
I totally get that. I'm on the same boat. I have so I only have, like, a bed frame. I didn't have, like, a headboard. Mm-hmm. And so I have the headboard now. It's quite beautiful. It's just, like, wooden sun. Anyway. I moved to my apartment in June.
Yeah.
July, August, September, October, November. For 5 months, that bed, the headboard has been laying against the wall.
Yeah, in its box?
Where it should be like hung, but just laying. So the headboard is essentially this box.
Yeah.
So I have a headboard.
Wait, so you haven't built it yet?
And it doesn't have to be built. It has to be hung up, like, on the wall.
Like, mounted.
Yeah.
So you still haven't done it?
Absolutely not.
No, it's going to stay in its box.
It's going to,
Well, and at this point, how many months are left on your lease?
At this point, I just got to move, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
I got to leave it in there. I got to move.
You know, sometimes we get things, and they just live in their box. 877-591-9696. I want to know, if you're listening right now, you've probably purchased something from Amazon or IKEA. Came in a box. How long did you procrastinate something? And then how long did it actually take to do? You bought a new bookcase. You bought a new little filing cabinet or something, and it sat in its box and for entirely too long.
Maybe you bought like a new, some new hair dye for your hair.
Yeah.
And it's just been sitting in the cabinet for 3 months.
877-591-9696. Give us a call. Join the show. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Erica in Skokie. So how long did you procrastinate something? And then how long did it actually take to do?
So I'm actually still procrastinating it. my husband and I moved into a house over, it's been like a year and a half now almost.
Oh, great.
At first, the mattress was on the floor in the basement.
Okay, in your Ahmad era.
And we couldn't get the box spring down the stairs because it wouldn't fit. So we had to, like, cut it in half and do all these weird things to
You had to cut the box spring in half?
But our headboard is still not attached to the frame because we can't find the screws from when we moved, and I'm too lazy to go buy new ones.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, we'll just wait till we find them.
So where's the headboard chilling right now?
It's leaning up against the wall, like, behind the bed.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, anytime you move, it, like, hits the wall sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's
no
funny
fun.
Because it's so close to where it needs to be, yet so far.
Yeah, it's in the right spot. It knows where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. It's there in spirit.
Yeah. maybe there's somebody else that can handle that, right?
Yeah. You know what you need to do? You need to do what the girls on TikTok have been doing, where they've been expecting their husband to do something for so long, and because he hasn't, one day they randomly say, you know what, Charlie's going to come over later. And the guy goes, who the heck is Charlie? And you go, oh, you know the handyman that I hired on TaskRabbit to do that task I've been asking you to do.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. That would work on me.
We're the opposite. He would do that, and I would put it together.
Oh. You're like, no.
You just spend money on things like that.
He married you for a reason.
That's right.
Yep.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Erica, and have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Bye. All right. Mary Ellen is in Palos Heights. So the question is, how long did you procrastinate something? And then how long did it actually take to do? Yours has to do not with building furniture, but with your wedding invitations.
Yeah, I thought it'd be smart to do like 250 handwritten cards for the guests when they're sitting at the table.
Handwritten? And,
I know. And all my bridesmaids are like, oh, how ambitious. Okay.
How ambitious? That was their kind way of saying, girl, that's a silly idea.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, you have a million other things to do. So I wrote them all on the computer. And then I had all of my bridesmaids come over and write them up by hand. None of the handwriting match.
Oh, that's funny.
So when did
I've never been put to work like this. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
So when did you end up doing this? How long did you wait?
Oh, it was like Thursday and I was getting married Saturday.
Oh, no.
Oh, you procrastinated. At one point, people would have started getting doubles. Yeah. Like, I loved our time in college together, Ashley and Jessica.
For me, you would have just gotten an autograph.
A stamp.
Yeah. Here's my signature.
At one point, everybody would just get my fingerprint. Yeah. I'd just be...
There you go.
Well, you know what? It was thoughtful.
Yeah,
Mary Ellen,
that is a very thoughtful idea,
I'm not doing thank you cards. I'm like, hey, you got one already.
Yeah, me and Stacey, thank you cards for the wedding, thank you cards for the baby shower and all that stuff. Took us forever.
I have never sent a thank you card in my life. So
really?
I didn't know that we were supposed to be doing that. People must just be thinking I'm a crappy human being.
It depends on what the occasion is.
Okay, a wedding is a one.
Wedding is one. When people give you gifts for something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's probably been some instances that you missed out on.
Well, you know what, Mary Ellen?
You're probably sending the text. That's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you for teaching us a lesson and also for proving that you can do anything with your eight bridesmaids and 48 hours.
You made it happen. All right, Mary Ellen, thank you for that story.
Thank you.
All right. 877-591-9696. How long did you procrastinate something, and then how long did it actually take you to do? This is actually a really funny, embarrassing story. So when Stacey and I, my now wife, first started dating, she would come over to my house a lot, and then it started to be where, like, she would come over and stay the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would usually stay like Wednesday night. And so we were, you know, hanging out a little bit more. And we decided that it was time that I get her, to set the stage here, I was like a bachelor. So
okay.
I had a bed. It was on a frame. It wasn't like on the floor, like our producer, Ahmad.
Are you judging?
No, I'm just saying. But I didn't have a nightstand on that side of the bed.
Okay.
And so we went to IKEA and bought a nightstand. And she picked one out. And I was like, yeah, I'll put this nightstand together for you, and then you can put a few things in there.
Oh,
some clothes, whatever you want, you can keep in this nightstand. So when you come over, we were at that stage. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. She's not moving in, but she belonged there.
But she has a space to put some stuff. And so I had this this nightstand in its box, and it stayed in its box. And one day, we are making love.
Okay.
And I looked over and I saw the nightstand box. So again, this whole nightstand is still put together, and it's not put together. It's in its box in pieces. And I realized she was using the box as the nightstand to set things on. And there was something kind of sad about that.
That is.
And I busted up laughing.
So I'm glad it was sad.
Mid love making sesh, I went. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I realize how ridiculous is the
box
that the nightstand is in is now being used as a nightstand. And I'm sorry, I just ruined this.
You're like, in fact, let me get to work.
Yeah,
that's
so I built the nightstand that day.
How many months was it in a box?
It was probably in a box for like 6 weeks or so. You know, to a point where it was starting to be used as a nightstand.
I know,
itself.
Dude, I would be sad. I would be like, wow, like he agreed to do this thing for me and then he didn't. Like, I must not be important to him and he must hate me.
No, it wasn't that she wasn't important. It was that I hate putting things like that together. And I still do that. We buy things all the time and then they just live in a box until I finally, I'm the worst. All
until
right?
one day you're so bored that you're like, okay, fine.
Fine, we'll do it. If you want to join the show, 877-591-9696. We have a chance here to win $96,000 coming up at 7 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.